Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
Okay. Got my bum just before the mat. Okay. Gently lay back, feels a bit prickly, but I remember it's good feeling. Now I just let everything relax and a dead weight and let it all happen. Don't resist it, just be one with it, really.
Feels good, just feels good.
Kia ora, I'm Stacey Morrison, and this is Healthier Hopes, the show where we take current trends that claim to be good for you and see what evidence there is to support those claims. This episode, Shakti Mats. The Shakti Mats' arrival in New Zealand is a classic tale.
My best friend George and I were travelling over in Thailand.
This is Jonathan Heslip, one of the founders of Shakti Mats New Zealand.
And at the time we were playing around with the idea of starting a business together and we were looking for something that was suitable. And lo and behold, along comes a man on a particularly yoga retreat style beach with one of these mats, and he explained it to us, and we met it with a healthy amount of skepticism, but after a while he convinced us to try it, and it was one of those real wow moments of going, how do people not know about this? And so 2 months later we were back in Dunedin where we were studying at that time, and I found George sort of searching up the product and being amazed at how well received it has been overseas. And he said, I think we should do this. And so about 6 months later, we had 2,000 of them arriving on our doorstep and all the money we owned spent on them.
The pair sold the mat at markets, sometimes door to door. Heslop has previously told how George got chased out of a retirement home once.
It was never going to be what we were going to do with our lives. It was going to be this sort of summer project, something that we were going to put away on the side. And then it kind of just really took a life of its own.
If you haven't seen a Shakti mat, here's how Heslop describes it.
At its most basic level, a Shakti mat is a foam mat about the size of a doormat that's covered in thousands of tiny spikes. They're very hard, so it's made from the same plastic that Lego is made from. So if you've ever stepped on Lego, you know how hard that is. The spikes are maybe about a millimetre or two high, depending on which level of intensity of the mat that you buy. But because it's on a foam mat underneath it, they do sink and mould a little bit to fit your body.
The idea is to lie or stand on the mat for 20 minutes or so. Heslop himself uses it almost every day, like six times a week. He does it just before bed.
It's hard to picture using it like that when you first come across it, because in general people lie on it the very first time and they go, like, ouch, how is this supposed to be relaxing? But what people tend to find is throughout the first use, or for some people it takes two or three uses, and that's why you've got to stick with it, you get this change in sensation in your body. It stops feeling sore and it starts feeling warm and tingly and relaxing. You kind of feel like you're melting away into it. And when you've been using it enough, the way I use it, or someone who's been using it for a month or so, that feeling comes quicker and quicker. And so because I've been at it for 5 years, I don't lie on it and get any sensation of pain, my body just instantly starts doing its job of relaxing. And so it's kind of just a cue for me to relax. It's like exercise. I like to compare it, you know, in some ways it's a no pain, no gain kind of thing. Like, you've got to be be committed to it. You've got to put in the hard yards. But the results are, and the benefits are just so worth it. And I think it's a reality of there's so many quick fixes being offered out there that are, you know, the magic pill that's going to solve all your problems with absolutely no work gone into it. But it just seems to be counter to the way things that are really good for you happen, you know. Eating healthy can be tough. Doing exercise can be tough at times too. Generally, the things that are most worthwhile to do take a little bit of willpower and discipline and in some ways sacrifice.
The Shakti mat's been very successful here in New Zealand. Heslop wouldn't tell us how many mats they've sold, but he pointed out the company placed 13th on the 2019 Deloitte Fast 50 list, which ranks the country's fastest growing companies, with revenue growth of 340% over the last 3 years.
I attribute the majority of the success of this product to purely the product itself. I mean, to start, it's bizarre, it's remarkable. If you're lying down on the spiky mat and it makes you feel good and it's helping you, you're going to tell everyone because it's so out of the box.
And that's exactly how Aggie Boxall found out about them.
After that, it just feels like I've got energy again, restoring the body from being a bit tired early this morning. So I'm ready to go again. I've got a busy day ahead, so this is going to help me.
Boxall was introduced to the Shakti mat by her niece, Edwina Nathan, who discovered it on social media.
I saw it on Facebook, Instagram, saw everyone posting it, and I was thinking, wow, what's that? And then my daughter-in-law actually got one, so I was really curious. So I jumped on it. Well, not literally jumped on it, but I certainly had a go at it.
Nathan loves it.
I sit at a computer, and so my arms and shoulders are forward, so I'll often go home and take my shirt off and actually lie on it. It releases a lot of that pain, and well, not pain, but stiffness and sore. Yeah. Actually, it's good in the morning and to get you going, so you just step on it with no socks on. So it's always the best way to do it. And, yep. And then just breathe. Yep, so a good 5-10 minutes, especially after a big long day at work, if you've had heels on or boots, or and it just releases all the stress and the tension.
She doesn't usually spend more than about 20 minutes on it.
Well, 20 minutes, I've got a very short attention span, so just standing there doesn't really rock my boat, I'll be honest.
But she's very attached to her Shakti mat.
I sleep with mine, I go to bed with mine, so I'll actually often have it and I'll try and sort of move it before I fall to sleep, but I'm actually quite used to my one, so I'm happy to sleep with it.
Nathan even takes it travelling.
I take mine on the plane because it's nice to sit on the plane when you're in your seat and actually just snuggle back into it.
In fact, she's so taken with it, she started sharing it with family and friends.
That's the gift that just keeps giving. And then I gifted my one to my daughter and then brought it to our Fobby quilting group. And we took it away for a weekend, and now Auntie Aggie has one. I've gifted to my boss, who does a lot of boxing and gym work and is quite uptight with his muscles. It's something that you want to share.
It wasn't always an easy sell, though.
So I took this to Sydney, and my work colleague hadn't tried it before. I said, jump on this, Douglas.
Did he like it? He made faces.
I said, stay there.
And like she said earlier, Nathan gave it to Boxall to try out.
And for myself being quite active, and I'm into my sports with athletics and netball at the age that I am of 60, so always wanting to know how to better look after myself and maintain. And then when Edwina let me know that she actually had one, and then I just thought, okay, yeah, I'm going to give it a go. You get used to it. At first it's a bit prickly for people, but I tolerate that because the benefit that I feel after the first 5 minutes of just lying there, you feel the heat coming through, and then you just relax on it. And it is a bit of mind over body to just accept that it's helping you, you know. Not for everyone I know, but for those, I mean, I sometimes don't even have it in my house because my daughter Casey and partner Jack, they now use it. So I'm thinking I might not have to get another one. So I don't have to share mine. So, yeah.
Hello.
This is Susan Kohut. She's a physiotherapist and she also teaches Western acupuncture to postgrad students at AUT. We gave her a call to find out about how the Shakti mat might work to help relieve pain and stimulate relaxation. We figured acupuncture and acupressure seem to be kind of similar therapies to the Shakti mat.
Well, not really, because acupuncture is where you're sticking an acupuncture needle into an acupuncture point, and we know that these points are close to nerves near major blood vessels. They correlate with trigger points, which are those nasty little hyper-irritable spots that you feel in your muscles, particularly around your shoulders. And that the acupuncture points have got a big concentration of things like special cells and blood vessels. Acupressure has been linked a great deal with Shakti mats, but acupressure is putting pressure through your fingertips or some other implement, or maybe even your elbows, into acupuncture points to then have a similar effect to acupuncture.
So while there are studies which show acupuncture can impact the central nervous system, the Shakti mat isn't as focused. It's more of a surface blanket stimulation.
You will get changes in local skin circulation where you're lying, because all of the little free nerve endings are sensing that you're lying on something unpleasant. And so they're then going to set up a tiny little inflammatory response to help the body cope with the fact that you're lying on something unpleasant. It's called the axon reflex. So you will get a slight increase in temperature. You will get a warming of the skin.
Kohut has her own mat.
Yeah, I've got one. I didn't know what they were like. I bought a Shakti mat for myself and my husband. My husband doesn't use it. I've got a pillow as well and a headband in case you get headaches. But thus far, it hasn't cured me of anything.
She's got a Shakti mat, but she's not convinced they work.
They say that you're lying on these 6,000 approximately spikes, and it enhances the endorphins to block pain. Oxytocin, which is another drug that we make in our bodies to make us feel good, and it enhances our blood and lymphatic circulation. But these are probably quite general statements, and they haven't been researched. That was a big surprise. When I looked in the literature, there was just nothing really there.
Dr. Kate Roberts is a practicing acupuncturist.
So I've been in clinical practice for 20 years.
She was introduced to the Shakti mat by her clients.
Yeah, so I was getting a couple of athletes ready for Ironman Taupo, you know, the big, swim, bike, run. I mean, grueling training, hours and hours on bikes and hours on your feet running.
Any benefits they gained from acupuncture would be undone the next day in the next training session. A couple of her clients mentioned they'd found the Shakti mat could help relieving aching muscles.
So these are elite athletes, so, I mean, they don't really muck around and waste time with things like that. So it was based on that. I then tried it out myself, which I always try and do if I can. And then I noticed, okay, so I'm noticing a pain relief. I'm noticing a relaxation response.
A very strong relaxation response.
I'm quite often found, asleep on my Shakti mat in bed is because I've gotten so relaxed that I've fallen asleep on it with my book on my face.
Robert says Shakti mat works by increasing the blood flow.
So it hydrates the tissues underneath where it's stimulating. So when your muscles are fatigued and they've got lactic acid in them and they're feeling achy and sore, anything you can do to get that blood flow happening and those nutrients from the blood hydrating the tissues is going to help to flush it out and going to help that muscle recovery. Yeah, look, I mean, obviously I'm an acupuncturist, so I haven't read all the studies on the Shakti mat itself. But from my understanding, because acupuncture also uses acupressure as part of its technique, so you're stimulating points on the skin, sometimes using a needle, sometimes not. And definitely locations on the skin or stimulation of the skin can correspond with different organs through a thing called neural integration. So this means that when you stimulate the skin, it can act on underlying tissues through the messages that are carried through the spinal cord and brain. And so even though I don't necessarily have all the answers in terms of Shakti mats, what I have seen in my years of clinical practice and my thousands of patients, not every single one has tried Shakti mats, but I have noticed a real trend in patient acceptability, patients reporting pain relief and relaxation responses from using the Shakti mat. So sometimes when the evidence isn't there, you know, the first thing you can look at is, anecdotal evidence from patient case reports. And certainly in my clinical practice, this has been the case with the shark DMAT.
Dr. Roberts is aware anecdotal evidence isn't the same as studies.
I'm very big on providing evidence-based practice, and I do offer that in my clinical practice wherever I can. If there's evidence there, I integrate it into how I practice. I talk about the research and I stay current. Where the research is not there, all we can do is encourage more research in the area.
Koshi says that's a real problem with complementary medicine. The studies just aren't being done.
Research is expensive. You need people who are willing to fund it. You also need to find people who are willing to do it. And so quite often, you know, with complementary medicine, those are the two big barriers for getting really decent, meaty research trials underway. Yeah, and it'd also be very tricky to do something called a randomised control trial, because randomised control trials have been designed, you know, to have really for pharmaceuticals, so you have a sugar pill versus a pill that has the active ingredient in it. So people don't know what they're getting. Whereas with something like a shark DMAT, I can tell you now, you're going to know if you're sitting it or not. You know, there'll be no fooling anyone. So, you know, there'll be no way to blind a control group. So, and that's the same with, you know, with a lot of therapies. Obviously, with acupuncture, we come up against this problem the whole time. But so do things like surgery, any kind of talking therapy. If you can't blind a control group, it does become very difficult to prove things work with science, because then you have the argument that it wasn't a randomised controlled trial, which is seen to be at the tip of that kind of evidence hierarchy.
That argument doesn't really wash with Simon Malpass. He's a professor of bioengineering and physiology at Auckland University. He says studies aren't that expensive, and if the science shows it's good for your health, well, that would be great for business and ultimately worth the cost.
I sort of kept a bit of an open mind, more of an open mind on this one, because in theory, of course, if you apply a stimulation to the skin, and, you know, people have often used electrical stimulation to relieve pain in certain areas. The problem is just getting evidence that these things make a difference. It does fundamentally come down to the same things all the time, that geez, it would be fantastic if I could go along to the chemist and buy something, a mat, and then put it on my achy shoulder or knee when that became sore after a long walk or something like that. Look, I think that would be wonderful. But I guess being a sceptic in some ways is to say, well, if I'm going to spend $100 or whatever it is on that, I want to be pretty certain there's some level of trial that's taken place that says this in X number of people, so many people got a benefit from it. And when you dig deep into, well, you don't have to dig that deep, and you look at the publications, the evidence just isn't there.
And Malpass did dig around for evidence.
There's very little physiological evidence to support any long-lasting effect. I was unable to find any studies that really would pass muster in a traditional sort of a trial, a clinical trial. All I could find was really an awful lot of marketing and pseudoscience without a lot of strong basis to it.
Susan Kohut, the physiotherapist, did find one study into shark DMATs, which was published in 2011.
The one academic study that was published in 2011, and that's when they had people lying on shark DMATs for about 20 minutes, and they did find there was a little bit of reduced heart rate, blood pressure, and some alterations in the functioning of the autonomic nervous system, which is the nervous system that's constantly working in our body that we're probably totally unaware of. You know, it's the one that functions our gut or enables us to, you know, run fast when we're being chased by the grizzly bear. And they did suggest that it was assisting the participants to have increased relaxation. But the quality of the study is probably not on the good, on the scale of being good to excellent. It's probably in the middle. So that's all we've got to go by.
There was one particularly interesting point Kohut took away from that study.
They did have an exclusion criteria, so they were recommending that if you had a BMI of 19 or less, i.e. you were really skinny, you shouldn't be lying on a Shakti mat. You need some padding.
But Kohut says there's lots of science that proves relaxing is good for us.
We all seek out ways of making ourselves feel better or have some time out. But I think that we're all suckers for quick fads that make us possibly feeling, you know, having that sense of relaxation or well-being or greater comfort. In our busy lives these days, anything that we do to take time out for ourselves is really important, and it's so hard to factor in. I don't see anything wrong with things that may even have a placebo response as long as it's working for you and it's not hurting others or costing a great deal of money.
Kate Roberts, the acupuncturist, says you can't dismiss the anecdotal accounts of Shakti's benefits.
You know, I can't, you know, I don't want to sound like one of those people that kind of is selling snake oil, but I actually haven't had anyone ever say that they haven't enjoyed it, they've stopped using it. I've only had positive responses, and even to the point where they've come back and bought a second one because their child has stolen theirs or their partner started using theirs. So quite often people will come and buy more or they'll try the next level up. But I've never had anyone return it because I always say, look, if you don't like it, bring it back. I've never had anyone return it, and I've also never had anyone report a negative experience with the Shakti mat.
Roberts accepts that her clients are probably a bit of a biased cohort. I mean, they're already getting acupuncture. They're generally okay with being spiked. Susan Kohut has heard more varying reviews.
I asked for my students and a couple of them said they had them, and one swore by it as being something that made her feel much, much better. But others looked a little bit more reluctant and said, yes, they feel better when they use it, when they bother to use it. It wasn't something I don't think that they were particularly sold on.
So there's plenty of anecdotal evidence that the Shakti mat helps some people with relaxation and sometimes with aches and pains. But there's no definitive research into its long-term effectiveness. On that basis, we're going to give it a Healthy or Hoax rating of 2.5. Having said that, there's a lot of research that relaxing is very beneficial for our health. So if you think you'll find lying on a spiky mat for 20 minutes every day relaxing and can spare the $70 for a mat, more power to you. Our Shakti convert, Aggie Boxall, says,
give it a go. Don't knock it till you try it. Yeah.
But it won't be for everyone.
But I also asked my colleagues at work whether they had them or used them. And one in particular was quite indignant. Her adult son had given her one as a birthday present, and she hasn't used it and does not intend to use it. So she wasn't recommending it as something to be given at Christmas.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Healthy or Hoax, hosted by me, Stacey Morrison. Our special thanks go to our experts, Simon Malpaz, Susan Kohut, and Kate Roberts. And especially to Aggie Boxall and Edwina Nathan for sharing their Shakti mat experiences with us. Sara Vuitalitsu, thank you for making that happen. Healthy or Hoax is available on the RNZ website, rnz.co.nz, and wherever you find your podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. This episode was produced by Liz Garten with help from Kate Pereira Garcia. The engineer was Flo Wilson, and Tim Watkin is the executive producer. Listen out for the next episode on Turmeric. Ngā mihi nui kia koutou katoa.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.